Next matter on our calendar is 99-1171, Disciplinary Counsel versus John Philip Stimmel. My understanding is Mr. Stimmel is not here. And Ms. Brown, do you wish to add anything to the motion that the Disciplinary Counsel has filed?
Corey Brown on behalf of the Office of Disciplinary Counsel. I think this case presents two opportunities for this court. First of all, obviously we believe Mr. Stimmel is in contempt of this court's July 1998 order suspending him from the practice of law for failing to comply with the CLE requirements. He then circumvented this court's order by applying for pro hoc vice status in a case in Belmont County. His initial motion, he describes himself as the movement, and he says in the motion, this is a direct quote, "I have let my Ohio license lapse," which is absolutely not true. Correct, that's absolutely correct. He had been indefinitely suspended some years ago in a totally separate matter. But then he submits, on behalf of an attorney by the name of Mr. Bean, he submits a motion for pro hoc vice status, and he says, "I have let my license lapse." Well, the other side, Dennis McNamara represents the defendants, he files a response and he says, it's not a lapse, he is in fact suspended. And even knowing that, the court did allow him to...
The fault that he was in court to let him go to practice? The court that had all the facts, and the court that if you go ahead and take, I'll let you go up, should maybe our message be, the court, you know somebody's suspended, you don't...
That's in fact the second half of our argument. The second half is, as a matter of law, he cannot be admitted pro hoc vice because he is a member of the Ohio Bar. And the fact that he is suspended from the practice makes him, as a matter of law, ineligible to be admitted pro hoc vice. If that were the fact, if you had an admission in Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, you could get yourself suspended in Ohio.
Then do we punish him because the judge made the wrong decision?
Right, I understand what you're saying, and from our focus, the focus is on Mr. Stimmel's conduct. I think it's a two-part, you can make a two-part holding here.
Didn't he misrepresent
that he was the last? I believe that he did.
You punish him for that act,
not the jury.
Yes.
The order from this court said immediately to him, said immediately cease and desist from the practice of law in any form and is hereby forbidden to appear on behalf of another before any court, judge, commonwealth, commission, board.
Yes.
Of course, he had clear notice that he was not to appear before any court in the state. What we do with the judge is a separate issue. I mean, we can let him know that, and judges know that they shouldn't do this, but the issue, I think, before us is what do we do with Mr. Stimmel? Violation of court order.
And in fact, he's probably already in contempt because the July 1998 ordered him to pay the $905 within 30 days. Well, he's not done that either.
He's
admitted in both West Virginia and
Ohio.
And I don't know which was first, Your Honor. I don't know which admission is first. It's West Virginia admission. It's Ohio admission. He has practiced in Ohio. That's the whole basis for this underlying lawsuit. He practiced in Bridgeport, which is right across the river from
him. But if the West Virginia lawyer came over, said, I've got some clients in Ohio, I'll get admitted, and then decided it's just not worth it, the CLE requirements and all of that, I don't want to do that.
But I got
and then anyway, so he thinks he got compliance. He's not here, I'm picking up on what he's asserted. What he needed to do instead was to resign.
And in fact, Your Honor, as recently as August, I had several conversations with him in which he has promised to do one of two things, pay his fine and get himself current or resign his license to practice law. And to this day, we've been working on this since last March. He has done neither.
So you've been in regular contact?
Absolutely. Yes.
That helps because sometimes
I have another example.
No, he is not AWOL. No, he is And he appears, in fact, in court every day on this case. And that's an over-exaggeration, but he's taking depositions. You know, I mean, we know where he is.
And he knows where we are. He's not here.
Yes, and no, he's not.
He's going to find out where we are.
So we have to decide what to do, and thank you.
Thank you.